Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is hump day. It's Wednesday, June 10th. Look, it feels like 98 degrees outside. It's not that hot temperature-wise, but that's what it feels like. Take your time outside. First of all, I just want to say that it was said by George Floyd's family that he would change the world, and that is really happening. It is really happening. I have three concrete things to show this happening. George Floyd's brother, Philanese Floyd, he testified before lawmakers on Capitol Hill today. He called for police accountability and reform, and he's calling on Congress to make law enforcement the solution, not the problem. Like, who would have ever thought? And this is happening so quickly.
Yeah.
Right? This is happening so quickly. In the meantime, D.C. Council, they voted unanimously in favor of emergency legislation on police reform. Now, this includes things like limits of police use by force, also body-worn camera to be released within 72 hours. It gives Mayor Bowser, in this case, the authority to handle the disciplinary process, prohibits munitions during peaceful protests, so we won't see those rubber bullets hurting kids for no reason and worse, right? This is in play for the next 90 days. We'll see if it lasts for longer.
This is going to be very interesting. And like you said, this is a shift.
It is a total shift. I do want to say all those protests we saw, a little troubling news right here. I was wondering about this. The D.C. National Guard that was deployed basically to keep the peace, some of them have come down with coronavirus now. Yeah,
and I think there's going to be an uptick across the country.
All right.
Because people are out there.
We'll see that. I hope not. Okay, and here's the last positive, concrete thing. Montgomery County, the council is introducing, Councilman Will Juwondo, introduced a resolution to declare racism a public health crisis. It will help enable change, promote equality. Now, this resolution is tied to things like health disparities. Speaking of coronavirus, council will vote on this next week. So these are three, and just three. We've seen movement everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So I wish we didn't have to see this horrifying crime play out, but these are the good things that are happening because of people getting out there and marching and make those voices heard. So I'm encouraged.
Definitely. We got to get Will Juwondo on. He's working hard.
Oh, yeah. He's working overtime. Baby Barack, as I like to call him.
Well, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, there is a lot of movement. A lot of people who, are they admitting that they were wrong in the past? A lot of people are coming forward now, participating in the Black Lives Matter voices that we never heard from.
Right.
Now, the question becomes, are they just doing it for politics, or are they doing it for real?
Or to save their job.
That's coming up here at House of the Mark in the afternoon.
It's the new move in the afternoon. Fox 5's Allison Seymour and her husband, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.